I have no idea. Just after we were talking yesterday, I started looking around for multi-protocol radios, and that one popped up. I didn't realize that they had added multi-protocol to it since last time I looked at it. So that was kind of a relatively new development. And I don't know anything else about it. I just know about the VP8000 handheld. So there you have that. But I'll tell you, I think the form factor of that tape is better. And, you know, it's, I think it's a nicer package for, you know, especially for like us, the likes of us. You know, the problem is, of course, it's not been type accepted, or not type accepted, it's not been accepted onto the state radio system. So, you know, in my case, and I know a lot of the Central Michigan guys' case, and that having that capacity is useful. So, but, you know, not a deal breaker. I could make an argument for a you know, a UHF VHF multi protocol radio, and you know, and then also with 800 would be nice. But this is going to be a personal radio that I take into retirement, and so obviously my 800 usage on it will be significantly down from what I'm used to. Anyhow, that's
bad. Yeah, but you would still have ARPSC and MI5. So, you know, you would still have all access to all of that. That's not going anywhere. And then if you consult once in a while for them, you would probably still have access to the, you know, your guys' work talk groups, too.